very little, it would appear. Unfortunately, the children weren't listened to by the professionals, and the father was allowed to continue his abuse for a number of years. The family were involved with 28 different agencies, more than 100 professionals between 1975 and 2008, and there was ample opportunity to get help for them, but no help was forthcoming. The serious case review summary, they apologised profusely and unreservedly to the victims for not protecting them. They made 128 recommendations in the 1,000-page report, many of which have already been implemented, so hopefully it wouldn't happen again.
What are the recommendations? What are the main ones?
Sharing information among professionals, proper record keeping and support for professionals to challenge, because part of the problem was the abuser was very hostile and aggressive towards professionals. He didn't know how to deal with him, and they were trying to keep him on side. So their expectations of his behaviour were very high, and unfortunately, they didn't listen to the children. They admit that they didn't listen to the children and take their concerns on board. Additionally, there were concerns when the children were at school. There were long periods of absence from school. The children were in a poor state of hygiene. There were not explained injuries, which, the hospital and ambulance services expressed concern. But these weren't followed up. Or if they were followed up, nothing was done.
Have any social services or police been disciplined about this?
Absolutely nobody. Nobody has been disciplined. Nobody has been sacked. They were talking about a collective responsibility. Professor Pat Cantrell, who was the independent author of the serious case review, said that things were missed individually and collectively. So the various authorities, the police, social services, local authority, have taken collective responsibility. So there are no specific social workers or individuals who have been blamed for not listening. It's a collective responsibility.